Murray State University Center for International Trade Conference is happening May 9th from 9 till 5 at Murray State's Paducah Regional Campus. Dr. Sandy Miles is the Hutchins Distinguished Professor of Management at Murray State, as well as the founder of Murray State Center for International Business and Trade. Brian Kennedy is Director of Development for the Bauer and Fine College of Business and University Special Projects at Murray State. Welcome.
Thank you so much for allowing us to come in.
You founded Murray State Center for International Business and Trade about a year ago, is that right?
Yes, and I can't really claim all of the accolades of being quite the founder. I guess I'm probably the spokesperson, because actually the origination of it came from coffee, conversation, and connections. And it was just a series of connections that we had with, you know, people in the community around the state. I was doing a lot of international work. Chris Woldridge from the Small Business Development Center, and then with the announcement that Paducah had a free trade zone. And that opened up an amazing amount of opportunities for the area businesses, for small and medium businesses, to take their businesses from a local, national, to an international, through either expanding operations or engaging in trade. So that was kind of it, you know, how we started to talk and what would this look like in terms of how can we gather the resources in the area. And, you know, through these conversations, we're looking at the university has an amazing amount of both tangible and intangible resources that are really not being used to the fullest extent in the community. We give everything to the students, but yet we have databases that our faculty use for research. Why can't we use those databases to help businesses look and say, what kind of market opportunities are out there? What about finance? If you want to go to international, you know, versus, you know, national trade, global businesses, how can we kind of form a hub for resources within the West Kentucky region? So we modeled ourselves after, you know, some of the partnerships in the region that were extremely successful, such as the Artist Relocation Program. And that was a partnership among businesses and, you know, government people in downtown Paducah, kicked off in about 2000, and by 2015 grew to be $40 million in economic development. So we thought if we could pull together the resources and form a partnership among government entities, businesses, and educational resources for our region, what could we do in terms of, you know, providing value-adding services as well as an enabling environment that would foster the international trade and business?
Early on, did you see any impediments as far as people having difficulty adjusting the scope of their thinking to more of an international level instead of just a local and a regional level?
Yes, small business have a lot of challenges to begin with. And, you know, they have a lot of, you know, questions about, you know, markets and national. And then when they think about international, they're like, well, what about the different currencies? If I'm going to ship goods, how do I know that I'm going to have automatically money, you know, in the bank? How can we make that happen? So, you know, you're dealing only not only with national laws, but also international laws and another country laws. And for small businesses and even medium-sized businesses, that's a lot to think about, and that's a lot to keep you up at night.
I know there are a myriad of these, but could you think of a case to where an international law would be unexpected and maybe trip up a small business, just something specific?
I'm thinking probably, you know, what is, you know, customary in terms of what we might view as bribery, but what might be looked at as a grease payment in other countries. So, you know, those would be, you know, some of the things that, you know, you would need to know. And there are some markets that are, you know, some products would do quite well in, and other markets that products wouldn't do so well. And Dippin' Dots has done an amazing job in the Asian markets, and they actually face some interesting challenges because they had to keep their products quite cold in order to in the shipment of them. Those would be things that I could think of.
It's already complex enough, for small businesses to develop as is, and just to highlight a little bit more of what Dr. Miles was mentioning, as a hub of resources for businesses to come to, this is going to be an outstanding resource for our region and for those businesses or anybody who wants to get involved and develop their business through international business and trade, or enhance their efforts in the global markets.
Let's talk about the Center for International Trade Conference coming up on May 9th. What do you hope to accomplish by the conference, and what kind of reception are you expecting it to have?
This is going to be essentially a low-cost opportunity for a full day packed with resources and information on growing your business through or enhancing your efforts in global business practice. And what we want to emphasize, and kind of what we've put on our promotional items, is educate, collaborate, expand. And those are going to be some highlighting points of what we want to accomplish in this conference. We want to share knowledge about international business and trade to businesses, government, and academic institutions, and those in education through experts in the field. And that's what we're going to bring to the table. And, through these experts, they're going to be sharing growing research and trends in the global economy. And this will outline a big part of the blueprint of what CIBT's efforts as a resource to our region. It's also going to be a wonderful opportunity to collaborate with representatives, professionals, and experts in the field of global business. There will be roundtable breakout sessions, as well as many opportunities to connect with peers throughout the conference, and these peers being many experts and professionals in the field of global business. Again, as a result, we hope to ultimately be a partner in expanding and growing our region through providing sound research, making connections, and being a hub through strong community and regional partnerships of the many resources available to all who want to become involved in international business and trade, or want to enhance and grow their international presence.
Do you have a full list of the experts who will be there yet?
Yes, we have a few at this time. And, we're going to be hearing from the Kentucky Cabinet for Economic Development, Aaron Pershley. He is the commissioner of the Department of Business Development within that organization. And so he's going to be coming down. We also have representatives from the World Trade Center, Kentucky. We've got some very interesting topics through those organizations themselves. We're also going to be hearing from very large international businesses. In Snyder Electric, we have Mike Frazier. He's the Vice President of Global Sustainability and Efficiency Services, to come share his knowledge. We have representatives from UPS and international area sales. We're bringing a lot of unique topics to the table, and agriculture, international business, international food trade, foreign direct investment, human capital strategy, and global business. We're bringing a lot of expertise and very noteworthy presenters and speakers to this conference.
And there is a registration deadline ahead of the conference, correct?
Correct. That's going to be May 3rd, and you can register on murraystate.edu/CIBT conference.
We're really excited about the May 9th event because, as Brian, had mentioned, there's a lot of great opportunities, not just for international trade, but for global business. So whether it's a international company relocating into this area, the CIBT is a resource in terms of, events, programming, customizing services, anything that we can do to facilitate. We aren't about replicating services, but connecting the businesses to the existing services so it can streamline the process and get information to the businesses that they need to grow and expand more efficiently.
And what's the best place for listeners to find out more about the Center for International Business or the International Trade Conference?
We have a website, murraystate.edu/CIBT, or email me, because I have the greatest email on the planet. It's smiles@murraystate.edu. So whatever you can remember, just reach out, and I am happy to send you the link to the website.